on the overall achievements Bhutan has made in different areas. I would like to now introduce myself. My name is Tashinam Gill. I work as the Director of Department of Education Programs, which is the member secretariat, which is the secretariat to the National Commission for Women and Children. I would like to respond to the steps that Bhutan is taking towards finally, in the long run, achieving de facto equality. First off, in terms of policies, acts, and laws, I would like to draw your attention to the National Gender Equality Policy that was drafted and approved in 2020. For now, it has been resubmitted to include the gender LGBTQ component so that it becomes inclusive. Drawing from there, the policy looks at three domains of social, economic, and cultural life of women. And the policy provisions clearly indicate the kind of enabling environment and support mechanisms we have to put in place. Now, aligned to that, the NCWC, in collaboration with relevant agencies and line ministries, develop the National Plan of Action for Gender Equality, which is the implementation aspect of the policy. And within that, there are 10 important areas that we have focused. Now, if I may just draw your attention to what is happening at the school level, you will find that at the school level, from institution of democracy clubs to law clubs to ensuring equal participation and responsive measures put in place, including infrastructure, especially in the areas of WASH and others, to enable girl students to do better, fare better. Two, as you go up, you realize that even our tertiary education and higher education institutes have adopted similar mechanisms. I would like to submit here that over the last 5-6 years, the data that we have been able to collect is very, very promising in that that over the time, the enrollment rate in our schools have been promising in terms of having more girls. 51% of 51% of the enrollment is of girls, and it's been consistent over the last 4-5 years. And as you go up, you will see that even in the board examinations, which are critical for future opportunities, girls are topping examinations and doing far better. And as already mentioned in the opening statement, the critical but top-notch premier scholarships has been dominated by girls as well. And this is now, interestingly, also showing up in the areas of science stream, where children take up maths and other science subjects. For the last 3 years, for grades 11 and 12, we've had more girls taking up science stream than boys. So we believe that these are clear indications that in the next 5 to 10 years, as it is evident from the composition of civil structure and other areas of professions, we would see more girls, more women participating. And we believe that this is the right way to go. And in due time, we will be also developing the National Plan of Action for Gender Equality for our 13-5-year plan, where we are going to analyze, take stock of things, and include measures and interventions that will be further required. Thank you very much.